and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Happy Hour. Please welcome our host, Sam Osterhout.
Hey. Welcome to Radio Happy Hour, the radio show that's not on the radio. I'm Sam Osterhout, and today I will be your masseuse. We'll start off with a little deep tissue. We'll move into the happy ending. Sexually. Huh? No, we do have a great show, though, today. We have the very ruggedly handsome and fleet of foot Michael Showalter on the show today. Yeah, it'll be good. We'll bring him out in a minute, and then you'll get to see this this month's episode of Radio Happy Hour Presents, which is your very own radio drama. And then after that, we're going to do a little quiz. Yeah, it's going to be a good show. This is the second of three episodes of Radio Happy Hour here at Le Poisson Rouge in New York City's historic Greenwich Village. Yeah, next month we have Andrew W.K. It's going to be a great show. You got to come back for that. Last month we had Nora Jones. Anyone see that show? Anyone here for that? You came back. I'm so happy to see you. I was talking to a friend who was at that show, and I said, so what'd you think? What'd you think of the show? And she said, it was good. It was good. Nora Jones was great, of course. The show was funny. But that cactus! She said, that cactus! Now, for those of you not in the audience listening to this, the podcast version of Radio Happy Hour, on our stage, we have a cactus. I don't say it very often. I hope my mom didn't download the show, but it looks like a horse cock. You ever been upstaged by a horse cock? Welcome to the house that Sam built. In any case, we got some business to take care of. I have some good news. We've added three more shows of Radio Happy Hour. Yeah. Yes. October, November, and December, second Saturdays of the month. We have three shows, but we don't have any guests yet. So this is where you come in. We'll put a link on our website, radiohappyhour.com, where you can submit your own suggestions. Who do you want to see on the show? Who do you want to come up here? We have Michael Showalter. It's such a good show, but we need your input. This is your show, after all. We do this pour vous. Back to the horse cock. I lived with a guy in college from New Jersey, speaking of horse cocks. And I went to college in Kansas. And so, of course, we think that everyone from New Jersey is the most exotic and aristocratic person we've ever met. And this guy, anyone from Jersey in here? I admire you. I admire you. So this guy's name was Mark, and he would stand outside on the sidewalk in front of the apartment, and he had a kitten, and he would keep the kitten on a leash. And girls would walk by, and they'd say, oh, what a kitten. Look at your kitten. Look at your little kitty. And he'd say, don't get too close. She's ferocious. And the girls would swoon. Oh, oh, oh. What is your sing-songy accent? And he'd say, I'm from Jersey. And they'd go, oh, swoon. Girls in Kansas swoon, by the way. I would say, Mark, like, look, it's not fair. You have this amazing exotic accent and a kitten on a leash. You know, save some for the rest of us, right? And he said, Sam, get yourself a kitten. I said, yeah, I'm not a big cat fan. I like cats, but I'm not a huge fan of cats. And he said, what's wrong with cats? They're a clean animal. You know, they clean themselves. And that's true. Cats do clean themselves. But you know what? They clean themselves with their own mouths. On the way over here, I saw a homeless guy lick himself. I don't want to rub his tummy. That one really resonated with Herbach. Thanks, Herbach. Yeah. At any rate, the only reason I bring this up is because today on our show, we have another guy from New Jersey who loves cats. But this one isn't a horse cock. It's Michael Showalter. But I'll bring him out right before we introduce the players of Radio Happy Hour. Over here we have Matt Skibiak. Hey Matt, I'll say something funny and then you do a like a rim shot or something. Homeless guy. Yeah, that's all right. Over here on the keyboard, we have Stephanie Davila. And you may know her as Star Dweller from around town. Over here, we have the novelist. Very smart. Look at him in that shirt. That's Jeff Herbach. And last but not least, we have the amazing voice actress, Robin Reed. Let's bring out our guest. On Wednesday, his show Michael and Michael Have Issues will premiere on Comedy Central at 10:30 p.m. Let's hear it for Michael Showalter.
Thank you for your kind introduction.
Well, thank you for being on the show.
Were you saying that you roomated with someone in college from New Jersey?
Yes.
You said that you went to Kansas?
Is Kansas,
that
what you said? Yeah, yeah.
And then you said that being that he was from New Jersey, you thought he was, what were your two adjectives?
He was exotic.
Right.
And what else did I say?
I thought that's what he said.
Aristocratic, yeah.
See, I think that that's not the popular view of people from New Jersey, that they're exotic and aristocratic.
Well, look, I'm just, I'm a Kansas boy. I don't...
Well, the most famous two people from New Jersey are Bruce Springsteen and yeah. Bon Jovi.
Okay. Famous, aristocratic. That's what do you think of when you think of Bon Jovi? I mean, I think
man of the people.
It's very French. I mean, that's a French concept. You know, it's...
aristocratic.
He's proletariat.
When I think of right, but that's the opposite of aristocratic. When I think of aristocrats, I think of French people in silk bloomers.
Bon Jovi, I think, wears bloomers.
That's a good point. That's a good point.
When did you move out of New Jersey, by the way?
I moved out of New Jersey...
You aristocrat?
Yeah. Well, I actually am an aristocrat.
Yeah, you know what? I hear you've got a professorial gig.
I have a professorial gig.
And your parents are professors.
Yes, I was born with a silver spoon firmly planted into my mouth.
Because you're from New Jersey.
I never wanted for anything. Everything I ever wanted, it was provided for me. That's why I'm so sad.
Are you afraid to
love? Because I have nothing to rebel against.
Can you love? Can you feel love?
I don't know.
I love my cats. Do you want to feel love right
now? I love my cats. See, I was going to ask you, what if that hobo that you had mentioned...
I don't think he was a hobo. He was just homeless. He didn't have
okay,
a
the homeless
sack
man.
With a...
You said he cleaned he was cleaning himself with his own mouth, and you wouldn't want to rub his tummy. But would you want to rub it if it was covered in soft fur?
It was covered in soft fur, actually. Oh. He wasn't wearing any pants either.
My
and he
cats.
Wasn't, I don't know that he was cleaning himself. He was licking.
Maybe he had acid all over his body and he was...
acid?
Yeah, like...
Maybe he had pizza.
PCP. Like tabs of acid, like he was licking acid and tripping.
That would be that's why he's homeless. He spent all of his money on tabs of acid clothing.
Yeah. My cat...
Yeah.
...cleans me.
Can I rub your belly?
Sure.
Later.
Are you saying I'm fat?
No, I'm saying you look very clean.
Like
you may be
cleaning
yourself or perhaps...
I took a shower this morning.
Well, I appreciate that. I know that you're in the New York Times today.
Yes. Not related, but... When I when I take a shower,
yeah,
I don't need a towel because I just let my cats lick me dry.
Oh, good. Well, that was my second question.
Do I let my cats lick me dry?
What? How do you dry when you get out of the shower?
I let my cats lick me dry.
Case closed. Fine, fine and good. We're both wearing white shoes.
We are.
What do you think about that?
I think we're both wearing white shoes.
Do people do that in New Jersey where it's wine and water and
wear
all
white shoes?
Yeah.
I can only imagine. I haven't been there in a little while, but...
Why? You too big
my
now?
My parents moved to Washington, D.C., so I have no actual... Yeah.
Are you fans of his parents or of Washington, D.C.?
Let's give it up
for
the capital of our country.
I think they're students of your parents.
Are you?
What do your parents teach?
They're both retired now. But my mother was an English professor
at
Princeton University. It's an Ivy League school. Maybe you've heard of it. She was actually the first woman to be the chairman of the English department at Princeton University. And I know that that's something that she takes great pride in.
And so does our audience, apparently.
Yes, I could give a shit.
It's really nominal degree.
Yeah, I'm just like, give me my allowance. Stop telling me to clean my room. And then my father was a French professor at Rutgers University.
Hence the aristocracy. Ah.
So French and English.
French and English. And my father's first name is English.
Oh, it is?
Ironically, yes. But he taught French.
What do you teach?
I teach... screenwriting at NYU Graduate Film School. It's one of the most prominent film schools in the country. Maybe you've heard of it.
Do you want a cactus?
I'd love a cactus, sure. It does look like a horse cock, you're right. A very small horse cock.
It's a kind of
a pony cock.
A baby horse
Thanks,
cock.
Thanks, Robin.
A foal cock.
Show pony.
A show pony.
Show pony. Yeah. Shetland?
That actually looks a little bit like my cock. I have to be perfectly honest.
It's all spiny and prickly?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
The size, not so much, but the prickles, very much so.
When you put
condoms on, I'm talking about
on,
this one,
explode.
By the way. I hope everyone knows that.
Oh, right, right.
I have a star-shaped penis.
Well, I've got 6 testicles.
Yeah. That means between you and me, we have 7 testicles.
Well, there goes my quiz question. Well, okay, so here's my question. You've been doing the Showalter, Showalter. Anyone seen the Michael Showalter, Showalter? How do you prepare for a big interview? Oh, do you want some more? Showalter, Showalter.
I just like mouthing the word thank you.
Is that the secret to giving a good interview?
Mouthing the word thank you?
Yeah.
No, I think anyone would tell you this, the secret to giving a good interview is listening.
Yeah? And go on. Continue with that.
That's it. That's the secret. I'm a terrible interviewer, primarily because I'm not interested in other people. I'm really only interested in, you know, did I get enough sleep? Do I feel sick today? Did the Yankees win?
Did your cat dry you off sufficiently after your shower?
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
No, but I think you're a fantastic interviewer, Sam.
Oh, Showalter.
Sam, isn't he a fantastic interviewer?
No.
You are, you make Dick Cavett look like a rotting piece of shit.
That was my goal.
I have no idea what I just said other than that you make Dick Cavett look like a rotting piece of shit.
I think that's a good lead in to Radio Happy Hour Presents.
Yay!
Yay! Let's do it.
Thank you. It was the golden era of television. July 2008. Back then, I was part of the hottest network on television, Unitard TV. I was the host of a hit cooking show called Plastic Fruit, weekdays at 1. My meals looked amazing, but they were inedible. My audience demo was posers between the age of 24 and 35. I was dating Padma Lakshmi, and we had sex so many times. Didn't we, Padma?
Yes, Sam, 1 dozen times.
And we'd only been dating 2 years. Suck on that, Salman Rushdie. Other shows on our network were doing great, too. Weekdays at 2 p.m., you could see Tough Talk with Herbach, our self-help show featuring the off-center new age guru, Dr. Herbach, teaching a nation how to live.
Once a donkey lives to breathe, he will find holy butter upon the face of the waters. You are that butter. Or, conversely, monkey buttons.
Yeah. At 3 p.m., our health and fitness guru, Michael Showalter, was teaching a nation how to live forever.
Welcome to Living the Dream with Michael Showalter, everybody. I'm Michael Showalter, and I'm living the dream. During the next hour, I'll show you what it looks like when I smoke 10 cigarettes. Michael Showalter needs quiet.
And our crown jewel was a primetime sitcom called Gandhi Got Posse, about Mahatma Gandhi IV, a gangster in L.A. hilariously trying to reconcile his violent life with his nonviolent heritage.
Anger and intolerance are the enemies of correct understanding. And you should understand that if you start dropping dimes, I will start busting capes.
The star of the show, a man named Clontarf, wasn't the first to caricature Indian stereotypes for cheap laughs, but he was definitely the most offensive. Our ratings were through the roof.
I am about to stomp a path of non-violence all in your ass. You will most certainly be shitting size 10s.
We were a hit. At least we thought we were. But secretly, Unitard was coming apart at the seams. And it all came crashing down in a single day. And all because of a magic grasshopper.
Welcome to Radio Happy Hour presents Unitard and the Magic Grasshopper.
My name is Padma, and I've been kidnapped.
Brought to you by Cream's Brand Sour Cream, the sour cream in the squirt bottle. Nothing says love like shooting a little creams on your taco. Creams makes everything taste better. Shoot a blob on your wiener and play ball. Cream's Brand Sour Cream, the sour cream in the squirt bottle. That's Cream's Brand Sour Cream. Creams. And now, Act One of Radio Happy Hour presents Unitard and the Magic Grasshopper.
It was a Tuesday, as I recall, and we were in a production meeting. All of us were there. Dr. Herbach, Michael Showalter, and the star of Gandhi Got Posse, Clontarf. Elaine, our producer, kind of seemed to have a little thing for Michael Showalter. Started things off with some rather bad news.
Oh, dear. I hate to break the news, everyone, but Unitard is tanking.
Can I say something?
Oh, please do, Dr. Herbach.
When the coffee comes, first you put in the cream. Then you put in the sugar.
Words to live by, Dr. Herbach.
The sugar.
You know, that is why we are tanking. Herbach's brain is just full of water.
My show isn't tanking. I'm Michael Showalter, and I'm living the dream.
Well, it is tanking, I'm afraid, Mr. Sugar. Michael Showalter.
That's abhorrent. This is an aberration.
Absolutely. But you should probably see this review, lover man. Michael Showalter.
Living the Dream with Michael Showalter should instead be titled, Give Your Children Diabetes with Michael Showalter. This guy doesn't get it. Diabetes is the point.
Yeah, and I'm dating Padma Lakshmi. Do you know how many times we've copulationed?
Last Christmas, you said it was 11 times.
Yeah. Well, now it's a dozen. We've done it a dozen times.
You're a real Lothario, Sam.
I used to date Padma before she was a big deal. Then I dumped her.
Can we not make jokes right now, Showalter?
Who says we're making jokes?
It's just that I know for a fact you didn't really date Padma.
Then why did she have her birthday party at my house?
It wasn't at your house. It was at Benihana's.
I tapped that.
Look, I would fuck both of you in the faces.
Jesus, Clontarf.
Can I say something?
Go ahead, Dr. Herbach.
There's a rodeo in town, and the horses are pretty, but the clowns are astronauts.
This guy's a genius.
But our numbers were through the roof. Last week, Elaine, you told us that we were all number one in our slots.
Yeah, I know I said that. But what I meant was that all of your shows are number one to me. They don't really rate publicly.
Yes, but my show is still number one.
Well, Klontoff, it's close. It's actually 125th.
Are there even 125 networks?
Some of those are public radio stations.
Public radio can suck my dick, man.
What happened to us? We were the biggest thing in TV.
It was like magic. I just can't figure out why people wouldn't want to watch someone with such great hair and with as much animal magnetism as Michael Showalter smoke cigarettes for an hour or hear Herbach's wisdom.
Peaches! Cream! Robots!
Or watch an untrained cook make unedible meals.
But I'm number one with poseurs.
Or watch as Klontarf hilariously struggles with his identity.
The television audience is comprised of two groups, beaches and hoes.
Quick, someone turn on the news.
Now, why is it that we should listen to an intern or Uli Bas on top production meeting?
Because the news is about you, Klontarf.
Oh, great.
Turn on the goddamn TV.
And we're back. In show business news, there was developing controversy at beleaguered cable television network Unitard when it was rumored today that the enigmatic Indian actor known simply as Klontarf, star of their hit series Gandhi Got Posse, is not actually from India and is not even of Indian descent. Fan reaction was mixed.
Yes, but I find the portrayal of Indian culture offensive, not to mention poorly written.
Is this one of those shows where you give me a t-shirt if I show you my boobies? Because I was on one of those shows last week. I made out with my mom.
More on this developing story as it comes in. Next up, sports.
I don't know. It is all lies, okay? I am as Indian as IKEA.
Can I say something?
Yes, perhaps Herbach will shed some light on this situation.
I don't think this Klontarf is an Indian name.
Herbach is talking nonsense again.
Plus, Klontarf has blonde hair, blue eyes, and he is very, very pale.
Blah, blah, blah. Listen to this crazy man. His words are so vicious. You know, he is as harmless as he is crazy.
Goodness gravy. Either way, this controversy could be the end of Unitard. Unless...
Unless what?
Unless there's another controversy that distracts us from this controversy.
We have some breaking news. Padma Lakshmi has been kidnapped.
Oh, yeah, Klontarf!
God damn it! She's probably faking it to get away from Sam.
Showalter, can we not?
I tag-teamed that with Salman Rushdie backstage at the Bon Jovi concert.
No, you didn't. I was at that concert.
Yeah, we did it while you were flirting with Richie Sambora.
I was not flirting. He was teaching me to play some chords on his guitar.
Poser.
Wait, there's more.
Miss Lakshmi is dating the host of the cooking show Plastic Fruit on the failing Unitard network. In a strange twist, the network's ratings are expected to spike as viewers become more interested in the controversy. The Clontarf controversy of 10 minutes ago has suddenly been overshadowed.
Wow, that's great news.
Yeah, my girlfriend's been kidnapped.
I guess it's mixed news.
What do you have to say about this, Herbach?
Automaton! No! Pudding?
That's amazing.
Look, Showalter, can we not make jokes right now? We're trying to be serious.
We are being serious.
No, you're not being serious. Do you know how many times we've done coitus?
She and I coitused a dozen times last week.
Don't make me even laugh. Ha ha.
Padma was living the dream with Michael Showalter.
Oh, quiet, everyone. There's more breaking news.
We are getting audio of a frantic 911 phone call from a terrified Padma Lakshmi, who was kidnapped this morning. Let's listen in to this horrifying phone call.
911, what's your emergency?
Yes, hello. My name is Padma Lakshmi, and I've been kidnapped.
Do you know where you are, ma'am?
I see Gladware. I see Swanson's Broth. No, I can't say that I know where I am.
Are you in danger, ma'am?
Grave danger. I'm so terrified that I'm going to scream now. Ah.
Do you know who kidnapped you?
Yes. It was someone from the television network, Unitard. It was...
And that's where the line goes dead. Once again, Padma Lakshmi has been kidnapped by someone at Unitard. More on this breaking news as it develops.
Well, this is awkward.
Who kidnapped Padma? Find out in Act 2 of Radio Happy Hour presents... Unitard and the Magic Grasshopper.
I'm Padma Lakshmi, and I've been kidnapped.
Brought to you by Cream's Brand Sour Cream, the sour cream in the squirt bottle. Delicious.
Is your mic on, Michael Showalter?
Hello?
Hi.
Hello? Yes.
Oh, that's much better. So, Michael, let's get serious here for a second.
Please. Let's.
You're the premiere of Michael and Michael has issues is, Michael and Michael have issues.
Right.
My parents weren't English profs, so. But it's sold out. It's going to be a big show.
Well, the premiere is on Comedy Central, and technically they can't sell that out.
No, I think...
As many people as want to watch are allowed to.
Is that how it works? And
yes.
TV, I do a kind of a fake radio show. I guess I didn't...
Yeah, no. That's the great thing about TV is that as many... If you have the channel, you can watch what's on that channel. So don't be afraid. If you have Comedy Central, the show is not sold out. Tune it at 10:30. They'll let you right in.
Oh, that's
if
weird.
If they give you any shit, just tell them that you're a friend of mine. And
you got to talk to them? Who do you talk to?
Just a couple guys at the door. They're fine. They're cool.
All right.
The show that I believe you were referring to is Wednesday night at the Bell House in Park Slope. And
people want to come somewhere.
I
want to
come. I always want to come somewhere.
Is that why you have your cat clean you after your shower?
No, what do you think I meant? No, you
I'm
were
just
saying
listening.
You were saying that people want to come
people wanna,
places.
People want to come see a television show out in the world.
Yeah.
You must be very happy about that.
Yeah, I mean I think that this event at the Bell House is actually as much of a wrap party for the production that we had as it is an actual thing. So it was kind of like we didn't really sell it out because we mostly just gave out invitations to everybody that worked on the show.
You gave it out?
To the people that worked
on the
show.
But it's given out. That's great.
And
it's fully given.
It is a given. And I hope it's a great event. I mean, I know that I'll be there with bells on my feet. Trying to be a good host. What are we talking about?
I don't really know. What
you'll be there.
I'll be there. Yeah, I will be. I'll be outside talking to the guy about the TV. What channel's this thing on? How do I tune into this program?
It's on Comedy Central. I think that in New York, that's channel 45.
It was the, you know, you've had a lot of success on web shows and doing stand-up and that. Was the decision to go back to TV, how did you make that decision? I mean...
Well, I actually love TV. That's where I would like to... I like making TV shows more than anything else.
Really?
Yeah, I think movies are kind of a bummer.
How come?
Because you spend a lot of money and a lot of time on something that, even in the best case scenario, I don't know, it's just very fleeting. But I think that with television, you have a chance to let something grow and evolve, and it's a much more of a familial experience than a movie, which is all caught up in other things.
Right.
So I watch television.
What do you watch?
I watch all kinds of things. I watch, right now I've been watching The Bachelorette, the next Food Network star, Dance Your Ass Off.
Have you watched, speaking of Padma, have you watched the new Top Chef All-Stars?
Other than that, I've watched every episode, no.
What do you think?
I think it's fantastic. I love it.
I was a little skeptical at first.
Why? Skeptical about what?
It didn't seem like anything was really at stake.
Well, there's $10,000, $100,000 to the winner.
Other than the $100,000 to the winner, there's really nothing at stake.
Well, here's what's at stake. I think it's a fascinating show. What's at stake is that they come there, all these top chefs. Now, for those of you that don't know them, Top Chef Masters is like Top Chef, but with actual famous James Beard award-winning chefs competing.
James Beard, he really does watch the show.
Well, apparently they all have won a James Beard award, and I'm like, that must be great. I have no clue who James Beard is, but he's given all these people an award, so... And I'm also like, how many James Beard awards are there? They all have like 8 of them. But they come on the show like in a really good mood. Like, hey, Bob. Hey, Diane. How you doing? We're big, important chefs. Like, this is just kind of fun. And then when they start to compete, it's not so fun anymore. And they start to realize, like, I don't want to lose this because I look like an idiot when, like, my souffle doesn't rise.
Well, and I mean, they're professional chefs. They have restaurants and reputations.
Exactly.
They can all be ruined.
Yeah. And so I'm there mostly, you know, to watch them fail, less than to watch them succeed. No, it's not true. But Wiley Dufresne was on the show. Has anyone ever been to, have you ever been to Wiley's?
No.
Restaurant, WD-50? He didn't do so good.
Really? What happened?
He, I'm trying to remember. His chicken didn't cook.
That's
no,
a
his chicken
is
was
that a
good.
Metaphor?
No, his chicken was good. I can't remember what happened to Wiley. Something went wrong. It's a weird restaurant.
Huh. Doesn't he only cook with liquid nitrogen?
Yeah. I mean,
chemistry. He's the chemistry guy.
Yeah.
With the long
How many
of the
people
hair?
have eaten at WD-50? That's at least 10.
I'd say he's doing good.
It's easily the most expensive meal I've had ever and the worst food I've ever eaten in my entire life. It was both things. It was both more money than I've ever spent on food and the most nauseating, worst-tasting food I've ever had in my life. I would rather eat a bologna sandwich from any deli on any corner for $4 than the weird ass shit I paid $800 for at WD-50. And I went there expecting to have my mind blown. And instead I had like
blown.
Diarrhea for like 3 weeks.
You get what you pay for. $800 worth of diarrhea.
Apparently.
A cheaper meal would have given you diarrhea overnight.
Yeah.
This
That's actually what they should do. They should just sell a giant bag filled with diarrhea. like a huge potato sack filled with diarrhea.
You don't even have to go in. You can just get your sack and get the fuck out.
Right. Well, you have to give them the money.
Well, you have to give them the money, of course.
This you'll edit out of the podcast, but I actually think a bag of diarrhea would taste better than what I ate at WD-50. If you put a little salt and pepper on it, I mean, just it's something to season it.
I think it's time for Act Two of Radio Happy Hour. Inside these once great studios, we sat befuddled. Our ratings were in the crapper. We're like an $800 bag of diarrhea. Clontarf was not an actual Indian trying to bridge the cultural gap through humor. He was probably just a dick European. And my girlfriend had been kidnapped by one of us. What were we looking at here? Jail time? Canceled shows? But what else? Would Padma even live?
Hey, Michael Showalter, what are you eating?
I'm eating a burrito.
How does it taste?
Boring.
Try this.
What did you just spurt on my burrito?
That's creams.
No, it's delicious.
This just in, Cream's brand sour cream is delicious. Michael Showalter, did you just spurt creams on me?
Gobble it down, announcer.
Creams, the sour cream in the squirt bottle, brings you Act Two of Radio Happy Hour Presents... Unitard and the Magic Grasshopper.
My name is Padma, and I've been kidnapped.
We sat around the table, staring at each other. One of us kidnapped Padma Lakshmi, but who? And why? Elaine, our producer, spoke first.
You're all looking at me like I did it.
Was that a confession? Fair enough. Elaine did it. I got to go get my drink on now.
No, Clontarf, you're not going anywhere. None of us are leaving until we find my girlfriend.
You should look in my dressing room, but knock first, because she's probably naked.
God damn it, Showalter. You know what? I think you're behind this.
Please. You're just jealous. What's my motive?
Well, Bunny Rabbit knows. Michael Showalter, I just read a story about how your fitness techniques have caused more than a dozen fatalities and 100 or so cases of childhood diabetes.
Why doesn't anyone understand what I'm doing? Jesus Christ!
I'm just saying, Coco Balls, that maybe you wanted to shift the focus away from yourself. But hey, I'm just the producer. What do I know?
Can I say something here?
Please do.
Horse nuts? Horse nuts.
I think I see what you're saying, Herba. You're saying that Clontarf has a much clearer motive than me.
Clontarf? Me? You are so lucky that I left my gat back in the hood.
You know what? You're not Indian. Why are you still using that accent?
Because this is who I am. Please do not discriminate or in any case be a playa-ator.
What? Where are you from, Clontarf?
I know where he's from. He's Canadian.
Oh. Oh, God.
That's disgusting.
Is that true, Clontarf?
Take off, hoser. No way.
Get away from me. God damn it, Clontarf. You're a disgusting Canuck. Admit it. Admit it.
Okay. Okay. It is true then, huh? Please, just to get your hands off me.
Why are you still speaking with that accent?
Because I immigrated to Canada from Sweden.
So?
So this is a Swedish-Canadian accent.
So you kidnapped Padma to keep the media attention off your true identity.
Cool, you're all a bunch of knobs. How about committing a crime getting me out of the spotlight?
Oh, I'm offended.
What, because I called you a knob?
No, because I have to sit in a room with a filthy Swedish Canuck. You disgust me.
Stop, okay, stop it. Please, please stop it. We're not any close to finding Padma. Who did this?
I think it was Elaine.
I'll fall on your knife any day, sweet nuts. Showalter.
Can I say something?
Here we go.
As the producer of this station, Elaine has the most to lose if all of our shows are tanking and all of us are surrounded in scandal. For example, if my show fails, I can still earn a living writing self-help books. Or Showalter over there might be able to get another show on a lesser network like Comedy Central. Sam can go back into the hand modeling business. And Klontarf can go back to his Swedish Canuck stink heap. But if everybody and every single show that Elaine produces implodes upon itself amid scandal and mediocrity, she'll never work in this business again.
That's a really good point, Herpock. Very well articulated.
Thank you. And additionally, a few years back, she was charged with and served time for kidnapping.
Is that true?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Waffle farts and cherries!
See? Neither does he.
Come on, Eileen.
It's Elaine.
Were you convicted of kidnapping or what?
Sort of.
What do you mean, sort of?
If you mean, was I convicted of kidnapping in an American court of law, then yes.
So, you have kidnapped in the past? Now, I should believe that you didn't do this again.
It was a totally different situation. I kidnapped Tom Colicchio after the first season of Top Chef.
Well, how is that any different?
Tom is a chef. Padma's just a foodie.
Foodie or not, you know what? She's my girlfriend. And if I don't find her soon and make sweet love to her, I'm going to explode. My yeast is rising. I got enough for a baker's dozen.
Aren't you concerned about her well-being?
Huh? Oh, sure.
What about you? How do we know you didn't kidnap her?
Well, why would I have kidnapped my own girlfriend?
Ratings? You wad?
This just in, Padma Lakshmi has made yet another 911 telephone call. It's unclear if she has been drugged or beaten, but she seems delusional. Let's take a listen.
The kidnapper wants the magic grasshopper. Just give the kidnapper the magic grasshopper, or I will be dead in less than 30 minutes. I'm screaming again.
More on this as it develops.
Indeed, can I say something?
Are you going to speak gibberish?
No. I know who did it, and I'm going to tell you all when Radio Happy Hour continues with...
Unitard and the Magic Grasshopper.
And don't forget, Creams is full of protein.
Let's do the quiz!
Yeah!
Michael Showalter? How would you like to draw a name?
Oh, I'd love to. Carson Vaughn.
Where's Carson Vaughn?
Where are you?
Hi, Carson.
Yay!
Carson!
Yay!
Let's hear it for Carson Vaughn.
It's a theme, glad shirt.
Carson, where are you from?
Broken Bow, Nebraska.
Broken Bow? No kidding. Yeah. I dated a girl from Broken Bow. I'm not kidding.
Are you serious?
I went to the University of Kansas. That's Where else do I pick my ladies? This is the nearest city for 100,000 miles. Broken Bow. Well, go to Broken Bow on the weekend.
Yeah.
I'm kidding about that part. But yeah, I did date someone.
That's fantastic.
What brought you out to New York?
I'm just interning here for the summer.
Where? Oh, yeah.
Where am I interning?
Yeah, where are you interning?
Variety Magazine.
Oh, man.
Fancy.
Fancy. I talked to you on the phone the other day.
What?
I spoke to you on the phone the other day.
At you work. Did?
Yes.
Wait, where are you interning?
Variety magazine.
Variety?
Yeah.
We spoke on the phone?
Yes.
Oh, right. Right. Yeah.
Oh, right. You remember Carson from Broken
yeah.
Bow?
He's writing. Carson's working on a piece about indie music and comedy, right?
Right.
It's not going to be a good piece.
Good memory, Showalter. Woo! Woo!
Carson, you must feel terribly on the spot.
This
right
is
now.
Really weird. It's crazy.
Did you say awkward?
I was about to, but I changed it up last minute.
Yeah. It's awkward.
Yeah, it is. Well.
You ready for some questions?
I think so.
You going to stick around so I can, if you win, buy you some beers after the show?
Yeah, for sure.
All right. Okay, first question. Of course, these are Michael Showalter questions. Michael Showalter is starring with Michael Ian Black on Comedy Central's Michael and Michael Have Issues. Michael Ian Black used to be on the TV show Ed. That show starred Tom Cavanaugh as Ed. Tom Cavanaugh is from Ontario, Canada. Now, here's my question for you. Which of the following comedians is also from Ontario, Canada? Is it Michael J. Fox, Rick Moranis, or Shatner? You know this one, Showalter?
No. Should I guess? I mean, it's Carson's.
It's Carson's. Tree.
Do you want to guess first, and then I'll follow?
Sure. I'm going to guess Rick Moranis.
That would have been.
What's your guess?
I think it's also Rick Moranis.
You're right!
Yay!
And but can I just say, because he's really the only one who's actually a comedian. The other two are actors.
Here's the second question.
Carson's from Nebraska. Who gives a shit?
He's right. He's right.
He's just saying that because he's from Jersey. Such an aristocrat. What is the name of Alanis Morissette's first album? Another Showalter question.
Jagged Little Pill.
Didn't it's, she? It's have, wrong.
Yeah, because she had one when she was like a teeny bopper. Like
Alanis, released only in Canada, 1991.
That's bullshit. Oh! That's a bullshit question.
And the audience turns.
Bullshit.
Oh, look. You've got another chance here, Carson. What is Michael Showalter's middle name? Is it Leonard? Is it Showalter? Or is it English?
English.
Yes, he wins! Yay! Well played, Carson. See me after the show for your two rounds.
Ah, fantastic.
Down there. And, thank of course, you. your book and your CD and two tickets to the next show. Nice. Well done. Let's hear it for Carson. Yay, Carson. Showalter, should we do act three?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
We have more breaking news coming out of beleaguered cable television network Unitard. Padma Lakshmi has made yet another desperate phone call to authorities. Let's listen in. And 911, what's your emergency? Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, what's your emergency?
I'm Padma Lakshmi.
Okay, what's your emergency? Okay, please stop screaming, all right, ma'am? Everything's going to be okay. So, what is your emergency?
The kidnappers want me to say this. Clontarf, bring the magic grasshopper to the South Street seaport in 30 minutes, or Padma Lakshmi gets straight up murdered.
Apparently, Clontarf has a role to play in this wicked scenario. Police are on their way to Unitard as we speak.
Jesus Christ, Clontarf, you did this?
No, I did not do this, okay? Now, if you'll just please excuse me, I need to use the little girl's room.
No, right you're now. Not going anywhere. The police are coming. They're gonna find you out. Why not just come clean now?
Because I did not do it.
He's right. And the police will never figure out who did it either. But Herbach knows. Herbach knows, and I'm Herbach. I'm Herbach.
Welcome to Act 3 of Radio Happy Hour presents Unitard and the Magic Grasshopper. Brought to you by Cream's Brand Sour Cream, the sour cream in the squirt bottle.
The cops are on their way.
Klontarf looked terrified. Elaine, the producer, shifty-eyed. Herbach smiled knowingly, and Michael Showalter was doing qui-gong and chain-smoking.
It's pronounced chi-gong.
Fair enough. So, Herbach, if Klontarf didn't do it, then who did it?
Well, let's start with you.
But I didn't do it.
But you could have. Padma was never really your girlfriend.
I knew it.
But she called me, like, at least once a month.
Yes, and what time did she usually call?
I'd say it was about, usually 2 to 3 a.m.
Mm-hmm. And in what state was she in?
Drunk. Horny.
Padma Lakshmi hid it and quit it.
Yeah, all right, fine. You know what, I get it. I'm not stupid. Padma only called me when she was lonely, yeah. But you don't understand. We had a connection.
Oh, he is a scorned man. He kidnapped her because he is a player hater. He is guilty.
Why don't you tell us about the Magic Grasshopper, Klontarf? You dirty bastard.
Oh, you're talking nonsense again, just like Padma. Now please step out of my grill, okay? I did not kidnap her. Elaine did.
Don't pawn this off on me, jerk.
Klontarf didn't do it. But he is implicated. What were you doing before you were on TV, Klontarf?
I was a bartender in Canada.
Well, how did you get into TV?
Okay, I tell you the story, huh? My name was Hans Sörkerson. Now, as everyone knows, we Swedish Canadians are among the most revered peoples up north.
Because you're filthy.
And so, every day since I moved to Canada, you know, I was spit on and I was called terrible things like meatball. And they would ask me terrible things like, where are your delicious cookies, you Swedish meatball?
Klontarf, that's horrible.
I know. But I found a job tending bar. And then I had resigned myself to a life of suffering. Albeit a better life than I could have ever dreamt of in Sweden.
Of course, it's the third world.
Let the meatball talk.
And so then one day, this walked in.
Klontarf reached in his pocket and pulled out a tiny grasshopper wearing a tiny three-piece suit.
I can't believe you kept me in your pocket for so long, you schmuck! What are you trying to do, kill me?
My God, what is that?
I'm a grasshopper, you idiot.
So it does exist.
Yeah, I exist. And this meatball would be nothing without me. You tell him, Klontarf.
It is true. When he hopped into the bar and spoke to me, I could not believe my ears.
Well, what did he say?
I said, give me a scotch with one ice cube.
Well, did you give it to him?
Of course I did. You know, I decided to play along. Perhaps I thought it was an hallucination. So I gave him the drink and I said, you know, little man, you are a very popular guy in this place.
And I said, you don't say.
Yes, I said, we have never a drink named after you.
And then what did you say?
I said, you have a drink named Steve? Hey, there we go.
Yes, it was funny, you know. We laughed and laughed, and then we talked and talked, and we became very, very close. And that is how I got onto TV.
What? Oh, okay, wait, I think I see. Because He's a magic grasshopper, and he granted you your wish.
No. It's because I'm an agent, you schmuck. I told Klontoff I'd represent him if he just cut the Swedish crap and pretend to be Indian. Nobody likes a Swede. So, yada, 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 Gandhi got posse.
Okay, well then why did you kidnap Padma?
But I didn't do it, man.
Well then who did? Was it Michael Showalter? Was it Elaine?
Yes.
Yes, what?
They both did it.
That's crazy talk, Herbach. I don't understand a word this guy says. Right, Sugar Nuts?
Yeah, he's fakakta.
I'm not fakakta. I'm a federal agent. The jig is up. I've been shadowing Showalter since 1985.
Since I was in middle school.
I knew you'd slip up sooner or later, Showalter.
We can beat this, Shafty McGee.
Shut up, Elaine. Herbach's right. We did it. We had Padma kidnapped.
But why?
We wanted to make Unitard worthless and then buy it for nothing. Then we'd get our hands on the magic grasshopper.
Hey, please, just call me Steve. It's fine.
We'd get our hands on Steve. And he would make us stars again.
So you had me do a cooking show even though I can't cook.
And you leak nasty things about me to the press?
And I made an exercise show that caused diabetes. It's all true. And it was working, too. But we couldn't get our hands on Steve.
You finally slipped up, though, Showalter, when you decided to have a celebrity kidnapped.
That was Elaine's idea.
What my mother used to say, if all else fails, start kidnapping celebrities. I stand by that.
So I guess we're going to jail.
No, Slim Pickens. You had nothing to do with this.
No, Elaine. Don't. Don't. Just don't. We'll all take the blame.
Whoa. You know, speak for yourself, Michael Showalter. I am not going to jail. I'm going to start a foundation for the advancement of Swedish Canadians. Punk bitches need not apply.
Yeah, Showalter. I'm not going to jail either. You know, my share of the poser market might be dropping, but ever since Carson Daly left Daytime, I've been gaining ground with the douchebags.
No. I'm afraid I have to agree with this poser and the filthy Swede over here. Michael Showalter, I've been tailing you for almost 25 years. If you went to jail, who would I shadow?
See, chicken nuggets? Go. Go live your life. Be free. Go on to do bigger and better things. Get a show on Comedy Central. Learn how to water ski.
Always wanted to water ski.
Do it, you silly, beautiful man.
Okay.
And that concludes this episode of Radio Happy Hour Presents Unitard and the Magic Grasshopper. Brought to you by Cream's Brand Sour Cream. The sour cream in the squirt bottle. Creams.
Michael Showalter, thank you for coming on. Thanks for having a go with this show. I'd also like to thank the cast of Radio Happy Hour. We have Matt Skibiak on sounds and the voices. We have Jeff Herbach. We have Stephanie Davila. We have Robin Reed. I'm Sam Osterhout. I'd also like to say that The State comes out on DVD on Tuesday. Don't forget to check out his new show, Michael Have Issues, on Comedy Central, starting premiering. You don't have to do anything, I guess. You just have to turn on the TV. 10:30 on Wednesday, correct?
Yep. Yeah.
I'd also like to thank David Handler and Justin Cantor and Taya Mueller and everyone from LPR and our producers Massimo Amami and Dustin Luke Nelson and Kat Alexander. Our co-producer was David Duty today. Our sound engineer was Richie Clark. Yay, Richie! Yay. Our poster was designed by Jen Leong. Our still photographer was Leah Bonner. Bonnier, sorry. And our researcher slash intern, two of them, Michael Showalter, Margaret Ward, and Nora Al-Salam. And a special thanks to Theo Senna, Pastor Alvarado, and David Park and Matt Munn. We'll see you next time. Actually, we'll see you over here, Carson. Thanks for coming out.